There were two things that I was excited to talk about, and the first one was the Nickelodeon Super Bowl. They simulcasted the Super Bowl, but it was SpongeBob and Patrick were the commentators, and then they added, like, stuff to it. But I didn't actually watch it other than segments, which it was great. And you didn't have cable.
I didn't watch any of that.
But McDonald's, I think, is something we can both get behind.
I mean, to be fair, I haven't been to McDonald's in a long time, but maybe I go to McDonald's.
I didn't watch the video yet. I need to watch the anime because I think it launches with one.
I can't believe it's actually launching with a show, though.
This is important news because you know that right now somebody is listening to this and it's like breaking the fourth wall. Like normally the cold open, it's just casual conversation. But
we need to talk to you.
this is a moment. You get in here, sit down, close the door. Okay. You're part of the intro this week, people at home.
It's happening.
You're a little better versed on this than I am. I know about it.
It's just that in manga and anime, there's a joke throughout series, different shows and whatnot, that if you're going to put a fast food restaurant in the series for some reason, people are meeting up at it, whatever, you don't do any Burger King ripoff or anything. You do McDonald's ripoffs, and you just flip the M to make it a W. So instead of McDonald's, it's Wickdonald's.
Yep. And this sort of nod to McDonald's, I think, has been happening since the 80s.
I don't know. I don't know the history, honestly, because it's been around forever, apparently.
Yeah, so I believe it starts, the first appearance is somewhere in the early 80s with Cat's Eye. And then, you know, one of our coworkers says in Devil's a Part-Timer.
Yeah, that's a pivotal moment.
He gets a job at McDonald's.
Yeah, may have been the popularization of the idea.
Very well could be.
But
and it is literally, I mean, it is like barely skating it. Now, this is fantastic. So if you swing by a McDonald's right now, you're going to see a ton of like anime themed, and this is why for some reason they've decided to embrace this. My guess is though, this isn't going to be good for community because now they can trademark it.
Yeah. The idea, I guess, is because it was a parody law thing. You could just be like, oh yeah, I'm not breaking any sort of trademark.
But now they're actively, they created a sauce. They created artwork around it.
A metaverse basically around this thing, a whole other world parallel universe thing. And that's the whole idea behind the isekai thought, which is where you, like, the main character gets thrown into another universe or another parallel universe.
And they've got some really big names. So in addition to this, I love the artwork on the boxes and stuff. I've been suckered into this Griff already. I tried the sauce, which is like a sweet sriracha. It's kind of weird. I would say my first bite, I was like, ooh, because it was sweet. It's sriracha meets soy meets brown sugar sweetness. Like, it's weird. But by
it
about
like
the third...
teriyaki, like a spicy teriyaki.
It kind of is. Yeah. It's like, very much the sriracha because it's very much that pepper oil, like the chili oil slash like garlic heavy sauce, but with hints of soy and then the sweetness from the brown sugar. I looked at the ingredients. I'm like, the brown sugar kind of throws me off a little bit. I think it would be better without it. But by the third or fourth bite, I was like, this is fine. This is good. But I love the boxes have the artwork. Even the cups say McDonald's right now.
Really?
Like, everything is anime themed.
It's the universe, man. You're entering the universe.
It's so great that I kind of love it. But they're not even messing around. They've got some big names. I think it's Aki Bright that's doing a lot of the drawing, which is a pretty famous like manga and animator for anime.
Wow, huge. Yeah, is that why I saw
Studio
something about
Perot.
Naruto?
Yeah, I think you looked up, we were talking about this yesterday, or Inuyasha, I think is what it was.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't know.
I haven't seen that. So I just know that there's like a Fortnite partnership going on too with this.
I think I'm here for it, though.
This is definitely new. This is sweet. I kind of would have expected something like this to come out of Wendy's, but if everybody was already doing the McDonald's, they might as well lean into it as McDonald's. So
they do tend to do a good job on that. But I don't think they ever affect the store. The store is always the store.
That's fair, yeah.
Okay, so this is why you thought Naruto is because Studio Perot is Bleach, Naruto. I mean, there's some of these I'm guessing.
Those are already two massively
popular. But those are old big ones.
Then yeah. There's another Naruto. Robots.
It's just shonen.
Yeah, a lot of, it does look like it's a lot of shonen stuff.
So does that mean there's like a... So there's a whole show then, right?
Yeah. Or is it... like every week they're going to release an anime short.
Damn.
And these guys are doing it.
Man, that's actually pretty sweet.
Dude, they're throwing money at it. This is great.
And it's not like they're really losing any branding. You can tell the Golden Arches, even if it's upside down.
My biggest fear that comes out of this is whether or not they now have this trademarked.
Yeah, and what that does for...
And now they can say, okay, now you can't use it because this is now our trademark. And maybe that's a way that they can be funny about it and also kill it in one breath.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be cool about it, or are you guys going to
just... Or is this a licensing opportunity? You can keep doing this, but you need to license it.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, because I'm not an attorney, but there's proofs of McDonald's existing prior to this moment, so they may not even be able to trademark it.
Yeah, that's true. Because it already existed. I don't know. There's apparently an album, too, made by Artificial and the Intelligence.
Look, I'm here for it. I genuinely am. I like the idea. There's supposed to be some type of LA restaurant that's supposed to happen, like a pop-up shop. It's crazy. They're going in all in on it. But yeah, it's like a two-day pop-up.
It's cool, man. I don't know. I like it.
So there you go. The next time, if you find yourself at McDonald's and you wonder why they're like, they went crazy, you're now in the know.
Why everyone's animated. It's strange, yeah.
And now if you get McDonald's sauce, you know that it's basically just sweet sriracha.
Yeah, but...
with a hint of soy.
It's no Szechuan.
Ooh.
I didn't actually have that, but heard a lot about it, so...
I know some people who went nuts on it, but... Yeah. Szechuan in flavor in general is delicious.
Yeah, so that's like true.
You've waited 4 weeks for his lovely voice to return. We're no longer pretending he's dead because he's sitting right across from me.
I just got revived. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, we started off very anime-ish, so why not just be like, you randomly showed up
again? They used the Dragon Balls to revive me, yeah.
Excellent. But of course, that means that you are sitting tight and listening to the Lighthouse IT Solutions podcast, joined by Mr. Griffin Ball and I, myself, and Matt Almendinger. And we're here to just talk what's going on in our world and be excited about it and see what's happening. And I mean, not like what's happening like the TV show, but like...
But like what's going on in the world.
I don't know. The problem is I was trying to be polite and nice and structured and get to know Sarah last time on the podcast. And now I'm ready to just be super goofy. So we are gathered here today to discuss...
a bunch of stuff, I guess.
Why don't we go for broke on my rant sessions, huh? That way this makes your editing easier.
Go for broke on your rant sessions?
Yeah, Reddit. Let's go for more...
Oh, man. Let's hit them hard, I guess, yeah.
So Reddit made all their changes last year, ticked off a lot of us.
Yeah, if you've listened to this podcast, you heard us talk about Reddit.
We don't need to rehash this, but... what did we say? We said that they were doing this because...
trying to go public.
And what are they doing?
Yep. So RDDT is coming to the New York Stock Exchange by March.
We're looking at March, yeah.
Yep.
No surprises. This is what's happening.
Yeah, we all knew it was coming.
And one of their complaints was that AI was stealing their data, search engines were stealing their data. And we learned something else recently.
Guess what happened?
Yeah, they found a buyer for that, didn't they?
They did, but we don't know who that is. It's an unnamed, they just say a large AI company who is buying all of their, I'm going to call it valuable user comments and whatnot. So, but I mean, somebody's obviously interested in a plethora of human-created user comments to train their AI models.
Can't help but not still go to, the data isn't as valuable anymore, admittedly. Because there is a downturn in the number of people who actively go to Reddit. But it is still nice. There are still people who are willing to help. It's more, it's definitely the modern forum.
I don't want to rush ahead, but, you know, Blue Sky is taking over in some aspects. And we can get to that in a moment. But apparently it is just a pleasant experience.
Well, let's talk about it. Because all I wanted to complain about is Reddit becoming money hungry and blocking out developers and ruining their community.
Did you see?
So that they could IPO and their, then the competitor Blue Sky.
And their official filing of the IPO, there's like a risk report in there, and they call out specific subreddits that are at, that could cause, you know, this to be an issue, which is like Wall Street brats and stuff like that, who could ruin this for them. Ah. So their user base easily could destroy it, which is just so funny to me. But Blue Sky, yeah, Blue Sky announced quite a few things. So first off, they are fully open. There's no invite codes or anything like that now. So you can join without any sort of issue. And they had hit 1 million new signups in a single day, which I don't know what campaign brought them to that, but that I think broke a record for signups on a social media app. But also they opened up Federation. So now you can run your own server, just like Mastodon.
Huh.
So you could join the Blue Sky server, or you could create your own or join someone else's that's already existed utilizing their backend. So very cool, and I see why people are signing up left and right. I don't know if the million came from Federation opening up or the opening up of the actual, you know, you don't need to invite code, that type of thing. But yeah, man, it's blowing up. I think it's going to get.
Have you checked it out at all? I've not done anything with it.
I checked it out a while ago when I found an invite code, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get in there. Didn't actually do anything with it, but I'm going to sign up with it. So I'll let you know next time, because I'm not there yet. But
Gotcha.
But I had technically made an account at one point, so.
I've not.
But I haven't also looked at, like, what other servers exist.
I haven't even got invited into Truth Social, so.
Oh, yeah? Is that still a thing?
I think he still posts announcements to it.
Really?
I think it still is a thing, but yeah. But somehow there's just, you know, there's no room for me that signed up years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not looking for truth. This is actually true.
Well, some of the issues we had with social media and 2024 being the political year and AI being scary with deepfakes and whatnot, Instagram and Threads just said we're not going to recommend political content at all. So I think that's fascinating.
That is strange. And Biden's got a new, I don't know the word that I know a word I want to use. It's not a podcast professional, but he's definitely out to, apparently in, what state was that? In one state, somebody was using AI to impersonate his voice and say, don't waste a voice and or don't waste your vote in the primaries or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was apparently all AI
generated. Because it's so easy, yeah.
And so now they're trying to say that for any elected official or candidate, you're not allowed to use AI models or AI audio. It's not going to stop anything.
Yeah, that's not going to work, but yeah.
Hey, good luck. Like, it's still going to happen, but I think this gives them opportunity that, and apparently Biden's on TikTok now.
Really? That the whole FCC thing, though, with trying to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
He's on TikTok. It is an election year.
It is an election year. That's weird. Yeah, okay.
It's evil, but if you use it to win an election.
I mean, imagine 20.
No, I guess it's still evil, but like.
Imagine TikTok in 2016. That'd have been crazy.
I don't want to imagine. I don't. No.
Yeah. We should transition. Have you ever heard about the 1%? Not the 1%. Have you ever heard about the social media 1% creates content for the other 99%? That was a 2006, like a year after YouTube, statistic that is way outdated now. But the updated statistics are from TikTok and Twitter self-reporting. And then a third-party audit of, I think it was literally PEW was the people who did the study. But they found that the top 25% of most active, like, TikTok posters were responsible for 98% of the videos, the public videos.
So
there's
quite
a
few content creators now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that's kind of neat.
And I was like, oh, well, if you're joining TikTok, you're kind of, like, expecting to you know, make videos and stuff like that.
I don't.
So, well.
25% seems like a lot.
25% does, but would you think that Twitter being so much easier, like you could just write down your thoughts super easy, you don't have to like do
anything.
Yeah,
that one does seem like that one should be higher than
should be 25. Higher than 25, but it's the exact, it's identical. It's 25% for 97% of all public tweets. So it's like weird. I thought it was pretty, I did think there was probably like a 60-40 ratio, like 60% of the people are lurkers, you know, 40% are posting, but it is way different.
closer to 80%, 75% in some of these cases.
Which I'd be curious about other platforms like LinkedIn to see what the differences are there.
LinkedIn's got to be even crazier.
LinkedIn's got to be crazier.
Because the most activity I see is people sharing.
Yeah. And those are usually like company posts and stuff too, from what I've seen. So yep.
We're hiring or this news. I think there's a lot of room for growth in LinkedIn to get traction because people aren't actively building content there. I think there's a really great opportunity, especially B2B.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Now talk to me a little bit about, if we're going to talk about social media, we're going to get into marketing. Talk to me a little bit about, you were excited to sit down and talk about Status Cake.
Oh yeah. This is a classic use case of A/B testing working phenomenally. Do you know what Status Cake is? I know you have. No idea. We have a status page.
Who's that from?
They basically allow you to have a status page for whatever you're trying to do.
Oh, Uptime Kuma.
Oh yeah, I did know that. So Status Cake, they just do, you know, they make status pages for you, whatever you need. People can go there and, you know, find out if you're up or down. And because of A/B testing, they found that by changing on the header of their website or the hero of their website, if they changed the graphic that was next to their main promotional call to action from kind of like that weird corporate-y, you know, animation style where it's like people interacting with a computer or whatever, to directly a screenshot of their software, they got a 98% increase in conversions. So from the corporate little like animation to a screenshot of their software, that's the only change they made on the website. And they did A/B testing to confirm it. And they got out nearly double the conversion rate.
All right. Really? That's sizable. It does tell you like, we definitely do a lot of like research and stuff on potential vendors and stuff like that.
Yes. We're on websites like this.
But frequently. I will say I like when they show me the interface if it's software.
Yeah, same.
And because it feels like you're not hiding something.
Yeah.
Like that you're proud of what you did.
And this is the software industry, so it's a little different than like what everyone else can implement for themselves. But
how often do you go to a software company website and they just give you marketing speak? And I'm like, what do you do?
If you're showing a screenshot of your actual service, there's already a level of trust that I've gained from it. This is a real thing.
This is what it looks like.
Yep.
Yeah. So it makes sense. And I'm trying to think back, but I'm like 100% can tell you that if you were to replace your hero image with a screenshot, I'm probably staying on your site longer.
At least a little longer to look at the screenshot instead of this whatever graphic.
And the more screenshots you provide me with information, I think the better.
It was fascinating to see that. And I think that's just such a good use case of like proving that this, show off what you got, basically. Be open, an open book policy on everything.
Yeah. And we've talked in the past about gated content. Like you could say, you could sign up for a demo and look at it yourself. But you and I have had a really big shift in gated content.
Yeah, I just posted a case study for a client and I didn't gate it.
And normally we would gate, like there's things that we would gate, but it's like.
Yeah, it's weird, but that mentality's changed and you need it to be a lot more focused for it to truly work the way you want.
Gating requires personalization more than it does. Yeah. Because a lot of people are like,
you don't need my information for this. This isn't worth it. The level of offer to value needs to change. And it has changed.
That's really cool. And shows you about the continuation of just making minor changes to your site.
Yep.
How important that is.
Keep doing A/B testing. Because things change. I mean, maybe that stat would have been completely different 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's awesome. I haven't quite ordered my rabbit yet.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that yet?
No. I kind of forgot I needed to do that.
Oh, it's still open in tabs for me. But at this point, I'm probably batch number 437.
It's so cool, though. And it's pretty cheap. It's just $200.
But I know that when I order it, I'm going to also order the other thing that...
Playdate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're both still open in tabs on my computer.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, I think that wraps us up for another episode of the Lighthouse IT Solutions podcast. Of course, if you missed an episode or, hey, did you get a chance to find out more information about our new technical dispatcher, Sarah. If you missed last week's episode, we did a quick introduction just to get to know her a little bit more.
You did? I missed it, clearly.
Yeah, I think you were dead that day.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was really fun to just kind of sit down and chat with her and get to know her a little better, and especially since as clients get ready to call in, well, as they do call in, as they get ready. We haven't gotten any phone calls ever. But no, just being able to, you know, I was going to say put a face to a name, but you probably didn't do that, mostly because we don't record this through video. But it was great to sit down and chat with her.
She's on the website.
And to be honest, yes, I get it, people. We couldn't think of the name Chef Ben. That is both of our favorites. We learned about it afterwards. I caught some flack for that, which apparently means we're not the only Below Deck lovers that listen to this podcast. That's a very weird Venn diagram of, like, yeah, crossover.
Where is the crossover there? Hilarious.
So if you haven't had that opportunity, get to know Sarah. Of course, if you missed it, go to the Hub, hub.lighthousesol.com. You can check out all of the blog posts that Griffin and his team put together. They're awesome. Our social medias also have some random factoids that come across. I love the content that you guys put out. It's always great to follow along. I learn a lot by the stuff you sneak in on there. And if you're a client of ours, click the sign-in button. The new Hub is sweet. You can get training for your team if you're a Harmony subscriber. You can open up a ticket. You can get basic knowledge base articles. Everything's just right there at your fingertips. And that's just what's available today. There's so much more that's coming along in the future. Can't wait to see how that develops more. You'll be able to manage everything about your account in there as we continue to modify the platform and upgrade it. It's a ton of work that the guys did starting back in December, and it continues to move, and it's fantastic. I'm really proud of the work that your team has done. In the meantime, we'll catch you all next time. Just sitting right here at the Lighthouse IT Solutions Podcast. Be safe.